Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. At 9 o'clock Eastern tonight, President Biden delivers his first State of the Union address to a Congress divided, with a Republican-led House still largely questioning his legitimacy, and to a country divided. Polling shows some 40% of Americans say they were better off financially before Biden became president. But tonight, the president intends to reiterate calls for unity. NPR's Asma Khalid reports he will announce a set of new policies he thinks Republicans and Democrats can work with.
There is no doubt the president intends to take a bit of a victory lap tonight, and that includes touting legislative accomplishments and economic progress. But Biden also plans to build on priorities he articulated last year. Kate Bedingfield is White House Communications Director.
In his State of the Union today, the president will announce a new set of policies to continue to make progress, advancing his unity agenda and deliver results for families across the country.
This unity agenda includes efforts to end cancer, support veterans, tackle mental health, and take on the opioid epidemic. The White House says all of these are issues where members of both political parties can find common ground. Asma Khalid, NPR News, The White House.
Night has fallen, and so have temperatures in Turkey and Syria, making the job harder for rescue crews trying to find survivors buried underneath thousands of destroyed buildings. In some cases, desperate family members are using their hands to pry up rubble in the hopes of finding loved ones missing since Monday's earthquake. The death toll has now topped 7,000. NPR's Rob Schmitz has more from Istanbul.
Turkey estimates more than 8,000 people have been rescued alive from the rubble of thousands of buildings that collapsed from the initial quake and its hundreds of aftershocks. But rescue crews are struggling against freezing temperatures and snow to rescue those who are still trapped, trying to reach them before they succumb to their injuries or hypothermia. The situation in northwest Syria, in the midst of a civil war, is more dire. The only road the UN authorizes to carry aid to that part of the country from Turkey has been damaged, leaving hundreds of thousands of people without electricity, heat, and in many cases, shelter. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Istanbul.
Dozens of countries are coming together to help. They're sending teams and equipment. That includes firefighters and search dogs from Los Angeles County and urban rescue workers from Northern Virginia. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from Tel Aviv that Israel and the Palestinian Authority are also sending help.
The Palestinians are usually recipients of international aid because of conflict with Israel and Israel's occupation of the West Bank. But the Palestinian Authority has its own rescue and trauma team of 64 doctors and specialists who respond to international disasters. They were recently in Pakistan helping flood victims. Now they say they're headed to Syria and Turkey in the coming days.
This is NPR News. At least 15 people were killed in a landslide in southern Peru. The government says the death toll is expected to rise. Heavy rains are contributing to landslides across the country amid weeks of anti-government protests and roadblocks. Ahead of Super Bowl Sunday, cybersecurity experts are warning people not to engage with text messages from unknown numbers about football or sports betting. NPR's Jenna McLaughlin reports it could be a scam.
Cybersecurity firm Proofpoint is tracking a recent wave of sketchy text messages aimed at tricking people to click on malicious websites and give up personal information. Cybercriminals know the Super Bowl is coming up, and they're taking advantage of the upcoming festivities by disguising the messages as opportunities to win prizes or place bets on the game. Proofpoint was able to track the messages through a feature on mobile phones where users can report spam when they receive it. Spammy messages tied to the Super Bowl went up by 860% during the playoffs, the researchers shared, adding that Chiefs and Eagles fans should prepare for a similar increase in malicious activity in the days leading up to the big game. Jenna McLaughlin, NPR News.
Today, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said while he's encouraged to see a drop in the price of some goods like cars, he worries many prices are still climbing too steeply. The Fed is expected to raise interest rates again and keep them up for an extended period to bring inflation back under control, which Powell says will likely happen next year. At the closing bell on Wall Street, stocks were higher. The Dow was up 265 points. And you're listening to NPR News.